Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sharon Exley, co-founder of Architecture is Fun. Sharon, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you. In the interior finishes design world is coming to Chicago next week. I wanted to talk to you about what you like about that show, how you work that show. But before we get there, let's give a little background. You and I met last year. You were one of the winners in our Vision Design Contest. And so you came to Charleston to help celebrate. Architecture is Fun is a Chicago-based design firm, and you guys focus, you and your husband, focus in areas designed for kids.
We're a little broader than that. We focus on fun. We're trying to bring fun to everyday life. So non-age specific, although we're known a lot for the work we do for children's museums or children's institutions, but we work with a lot of museum education clients trying to add the fun that you need in your everyday life for play, for learning, for just enjoyment, for relaxation, socialization. We do a lot of public space studies right now, working with a lot of grown-up institutions as well.
There's fun in children's museums and hospitals and things like that, but there's also fun in restaurants and bars, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you're in Chicago, so going to NeoCon is not a big deal. What do you like best about going to the show?
Well, I'm asked all the time, are you going to the show? And I think, how can you not go to NeoCon?
Yeah.
It's one of the best things, and we're so fortunate to live in the city where it happens, so it makes it a lot easier for me. That also has the downside of, oh, it would be easy to not make the time for it. But I personally, you know, I'm like a material obsessed person, and our firm is pretty material obsessed, so going to NeoCon is a great way for us to not just check out what's new. I think a lot of architects and designers forget to do a little bit of due diligence before they go. They should read publications like Floor Focused and Contract and find out what, you know, is coming up in the show, and really get there and ask questions too, because the people that are there at the show, you know, you can actually have a conversation and find out some really valuable things.
How do you work the show? Because, you know, when you start thinking about the Mart, so some permanent showrooms on 11 and then 10 and then you have 7 and then you have 3. So do you start at the top, Mark, to the bottom?
We have big strategy because of the elevators. We start at the top.
Yeah.
And we walk the rest of the way down. My strategy really is very much that our studio tend to go on our own on Monday. We like to do the first day of the show with our own studio, looking really closely at materials, surfacing, flooring, trying to get what we can. We spend a lot of time on that day on the floors that are the changing floors,
okay,
you know, the 7 or the mixed floors,
right,
trying to catch glimpses, make new discoveries, things, and talk to the manufacturers and find out things, like finding out that there's a certification in the UK for certain flooring for allergens and allergy sufferers, and, you know, trying to find out about things that were asked a lot by clients, and that's important information that we can share and help educate our clients as to why a product is valuable.
Now, do you walk the show by yourself, or do you take clients? Talk about that, if you would.
Well, basically, the first day we try to do it internally. Our studio likes to go. And our studio kind of fluctuates in size, but we're a modest-sized firm, but we like to kind of go together as a group,
okay,
and walk the halls. And then on Tuesday, I like to kind of catch up with some colleagues that work in arenas that I'm not doing all the time. I have a kitchen designer friend, and, you know, walking with her offers a different perspective on products and materials than I often contemplate, and that's a good thing, so that it kind of generates a lot of conversation. I don't often take clients to NeoCon, although there is some interest in a current client who's local about going to this year's show for a little while, but I think they might be distracted, and it's better to create a focus with them.
Okay, so you work Monday with your own team, and since it's next week, you've probably made arrangements already to go with somebody so you can kind of see the show through their eyes as well. So
right.
I follow you. All
right. Yeah, and I like to do it that way, and then I like to get there early. I think the keynotes are usually really fantastic, even if it's something that you're not necessarily interested in, or, you know, that you think you might not be interested in, they're really great to make time for, I think.
All right, so you take time for some of the education as well. That's interesting. All right.
Yes. I don't usually need the credits, the CEUs, by the time I get there, but there's some particularly good ones. I saw a flooring manufacturer is doing, you know, a sustainability CEU. So if you do need those, it's a good opportunity. I think what I meant earlier is I think a lot of architects and designers say, okay, I'm going to, you know, invest in this time to go to NeoCon, go to Chicago, but they don't prepare a little bit. And I think that that preparation, you know, reading the publications before, thinking about what your current portfolio, what work are you going to be doing in the next 6 months, what are you going to be looking for, I think that kind of gives you a better focus once you're at the show.
I think that's smart. You just can't show up and be there and say, okay, well, I'm going to start, and then, you know, not have a plan.
Well, I think a lot of times people go and they think, okay, I'm going to get CEUs, they're going to provide it for me, but I think it should be more of a dialogue, and you should be looking to find some answers for certain things as well.
All right, let me ask you this. A lot of the exhibitors are throwing, you know, these parties there. I mean, I'm seeing on Tuesday there's Bloody Marys. There's parties at the show, and then there's after-hours parties in Chicago. Are you going to do any of that?
Right. It's pretty distracting sometimes. Most of the ones I got invited to are all on the same time. They're all on Monday.
Yeah.
We always go to one or two. We try to make time for a little bit of that because socialization, it's great. It's great networking.
Mm-hmm.
You bump into people. It's great. I love that they do it. I like the ones in the showrooms, too, that,
yeah,
you know, you bump into people. And conversation is really important at these, and find out. Like I said, you know, going with my friend who's a kitchen designer, I don't generally look at some of the things she looks at or see it in the way that she does. And she doesn't, you know, look at things in the way that I do from an institutional or government or a museum point of view. And so that's a nice way to share information, to share knowledge, to make discoveries together.
Okay.
I think that all of that's important.
All right, Sharon. Well, I appreciate your insight. I look forward to catching up with you next week in Chicago. Again, I've been talking to Sharon Exley, the co-founder of Architecture is Fun, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.